WNTN Radio Boston. Welcome back to Italy Echo, the only bilingual Italian-American show in New England. And welcome back to our new series, Smile and Shine, with co-host Claudia Maragno. So today, our guest is Giuliano Rubini, a Boston University MBA graduate. He has been working for approximately 20 years as a corporate finance and corporate development officer for high-tech, medial devices, and energy companies. Since 2017, Giuliano heads Clothing from Italy, a family clothing company that recently announced the creation of a joint venture, Weddings from Italy, with Reflection Trading of Masked Omen. Welcome, Giuliano.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hello, Giuliano. Thank you for being here today. It's a pleasure to have you. We know that you're an Italian-American entrepreneur that recently started a wonderful company that made us really, really proud. And this is the reason why we decided to connect with you. We are very, very curious to know a little bit more about Clothing from Italy, and especially how you decided to found this company. Where do you intend to develop this company abroad? And most importantly, we would like to know what's the vision that you have for Clothing from Italy.
You know, after studying here in Boston and working in the corporate finance for about 20 years, there was this small company that my father actually started. When we have to consider that actually my great grandmother started. She was the tailor of the noble families of Bari in Italy. I decided to leave corporate and then to basically embrace this venture because I really believe in the Made in Italy and in the value that Made in Italy has, especially in certain segments of the production. So clothing is definitely a great area. And my family has been operating in that area for 4 generations. I didn't want this company to die. But more than anything else, I saw the opportunity of really bringing that beautiful Italian production to a specific segment of the U.S. population. We'll talk a little bit more about it. And that's the people that are getting married. In 2 years ago, we also joined with the Reflection Trading of Muscat that produces wedding gowns, because our production was mostly, concentrated on men. And so we did the women's side in order to create a one-stop shop experience for brides and grooms, but also for professionals that are looking for high-end clothing. Just to give an example, we produce suits with Zegna, Loro Piana, Ariston, Cacciopoli, all the top Italian cloth manufacturers. And we utilize 4 sites in Italy, from Tuscany to Puglia, because, every site is, particular characteristics in the production of suits to really deliver what customers have dreaming of, because at the end of the day, clothing is about dreaming, right? Bringing a dream to life. In terms of the ladies' production, instead, we have 25 tailors that work with us in Muscat, Oman, and we collaborate with Sahar Alaoufi, which is one of the greatest designers of the area, and that has an experience of about 20 years in Italy, in Milano, and that now would like to approach the U.S. market. Sahar and I met and decided that, this was a great venture for both of us. So we are bringing not only the Italian manufacturing tradition, but also that beautiful way of on the Arabic side of creating designs. So I think like a new way of thinking about clothing that brings two cultures together and And that, you know, that really gives me the opportunity to deliver a superior product.
Fantastic. Thank you. So, Giuliano, why is, in your opinion, Southern Italy an opportunity nowadays for an entrepreneur like you?
Yeah, I'll explain. You know, I'm originally from Bari, from south of Italy, so my heart goes to the south in a way. South of Italy was not like, great place, because, you know, before the internet, definitely was too far, a little bit too far from Europe. Today, with the advent of new technologies and new ways of communicating, there is the opportunity to have a great manufacturing site where, definitely, you know, as we know, Italian schools are great all over the country. So, in, you know, knowledge and human resources are available. But there is a great, in my opinion, culture about work. So cost of labor is not as high as in other areas of the country. And also there is, you know, culture of beauty, a little bit different, you know, than the northern part of Italy. And that's great. I think that's a value that really, especially in our area, gives us the opportunity to bring something different in the market. I'll give you a little example. There are companies like Zegna e Loro Piana that produce in the Biella area. They're very soft and beautiful tones. They are the best in class. But there is a company that I really like, that is Ariston of Naples, that in the men fashion brings the colors of Naples, the colors of the south. So there is a value both on the Biella production as well as on the southern production. So in my area, I see definitely, you know, a great opportunity. But I think also that in other segment of the economy, the south is an opportunity because, as I mentioned before, there's great talent and a great culture of work. And today also, you know, the barrier of how can we call it, you know, the of distance between, you know, economies is not the problem anymore.
So thank you for explaining us about your company. And we also know that you are an advocate of the franchising model. You have been mentioning it in several occasions. And so you want to apply this specific model to your company as well. So which are your specific plans, and how do you think you can apply franchising to clothing from Italy?
Yes. When I was little, because, you know, I've been in this industry since I was a little child, it's part of the family, talk about, you know, clothing in and companies in, at, you know, at dinner and at, in Italy at lunch, actually, at lunch. And so I was fascinated by Benetton, by the way that Benetton was actually capable of conquering the market. I also believe one thing that, we are manufacturers. So we are kind of like following a little bit the Benetton model. But, you know, I believe also that when a point of sale is owned by an entrepreneur, then there is a different level of service to the client, much higher. The heart goes from the entrepreneur to the client. I also love to develop the entrepreneur. So I'm an entrepreneur myself, and when I see entrepreneurs succeed, I am very joyful.
Thank you so much, Giuliano. So how, in your opinion, can Made in Italy be protected today?
Well, the United States is really keen of protecting software rights. In our particular segment, I think that Italy should push more. And I know that currently there's activity to increase this protection. But, you know, Italy really needs to put its foot down in order to protect the source of, you know, the information about the source of the production. I'll just give an example. There's a lot of companies that do not produce in Italy but use Italian names. And that hurts companies that produce in Italy, because the you know, generally the consumers are confused. They think that they're purchasing an Italian product, but in reality, they are not. I mean, it's not happening just in the clothing area, but it's happening also in a lot of other areas of the Italian production. So, you know, in order to retain our made in Italy, that is so respected, there is a need to protect every single company that produces in Italy with stronger, stronger legislation or activity on the international basis on the government side.
Thank you, Giuliano. And so we have a final question for you regarding the values that make clothing from Italy so special. So what drives you every day, and which is your mission for your company?
So we used to produce, you know, to distribute and produce only men, and then, you know, with the addition of Weddings from Italy, so the joint venture with Sahara Laufi, one night I was walking, you know, the streets of Boston. I was like, okay, why am I doing this? You know, what's our mission? You know, what's our, and I was reading about Patagonia and what's behind Patagonia, and because I was really there, you know, looking for a reason, and then came all of a sudden in my mind, and I thought, well, what do we do? Is I'm a family man. I love families, and I'm a very traditional Italian man, to say, and so this mission came to my mind, which was we celebrate the creation of new families. It is a joy to celebrate the creation of new families. And we do it, in my case, through the production of high-end, you know, clothing that really support this creation in the celebration, to say.
Thank you so much, Giuliano. This is fantastic. So we hope many more families will start this journey with you. And we hope you gave a flavor of Clothing from Italy, which is a very remarkable company, not just in the United States, but is also expanding abroad. I just want to thank you again, and we hope to have you soon.
Thank you very much. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you very much.